The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day.
Welcome,
long.
Folks.
I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. This live program beaming to you from, actually, the Republic Broadcasting facilities in Austin, Texas. But I'm speaking from sunny, balmy North Dakota here on this fine winter's day. And I hope you'll join me. I'm soloing tonight. So if you want to join me with your ideas and a phone call, 800-313-9443. That's your ticket to getting into the show. One of the engineers down there in Austin will take your call. And a mighty fine team they are. Well, we've got more than we can cover in the next 60 minutes. Let's see, where do we go? Well, of course, the number one story, the big story, the bombshell that we covered last night that was just breaking then. The rift, the dust up between Steve Bannon and President Trump. Boy, this is one hell of a story. So I'll try to, it's too early yet to really feel that we've got this nailed as to what has actually happened. But we'll, there have been developments in the last 24 hours that throw light on what we knew last night. So I'll try to talk about that with you a little bit. I think, really good news department. I'll set that aside for a moment. Bannum Trump. Okay, here's another story. Meadows Jordan. Let me put this story in here because it's an important one. This is an article, an opinion piece that appeared today, this morning, in the Washington Examiner. And it's an editorial or an opinion piece written by Representatives Mark Meadows and Representative Jim Jordan. And here's the title. Are you ready for this? Never a dull moment here in Trump land. It's time for Jeff Sessions to go, as shown by the latest FBI leak. And I'll read you the story. Here it is. As the first year of the Trump administration comes to a close, one can't help but look back on how allegations of Russian collusion, in quotes, in ironic quotes, dominated the headlines of almost every news agency. Hearings, leaks, and so-called bombshells, again in ironic quotes, saturated the mainstream media coverage almost immediately after the 2016 presidential campaign concluded. Now, this is who's speaking here? It's Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio and Representative Mark Meadows of Florida. Sadly, they write, manufactured hysteria on this issue throughout 2017 has frequently masked the substantial accomplishments of President Trump's administration, some that qualify as historic. The stock market has surged at levels not seen in nearly a decade. Today, it topped 25,000 in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The Islamic State has been decimated in the Middle East. Our embassy in Israel is moving to Jerusalem, Israel's undivided capital. Trump delivered on the largest tax cuts and overhaul to the tax code since the Reagan administration. These are just a few examples. They got that right. They continue, yet in spite of the constant headlines, rampant speculation, and overshadowing of accomplishments, a simple truth remains. There is no evidence of any collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians. And let's be clear, the absence of evidence is not due to a lack of examination. There have been some six different investigations spent on the collusion narrative, more than the investigative efforts on former President Barack Obama's IRS targeting of conservatives, more than on the 30,000 missing Hillary Clinton emails and Benghazi. And through all of that, there is zero, yes, zero evidence of collusion. Even with the complete dearth of evidence congressional hearings have produced, the narrative machine continues to mobilize. Last week, the New York Times published an article using four current and former anonymous intelligence officials to suggest that George Papadopoulos, a Trump campaign volunteer, was a driving factor who triggered the FBI spying on the Trump campaign. These anonymous sources, and of course this is just more BS from the New York Times, these anonymous sources claim that Papadopoulos, during a night of drinking at a bar in Europe, tipped off Australian diplomats about Russian collusion efforts, which ultimately led to the FBI opening an investigation. Now, this is just a smokescreen, folks. That's a cover. The New York Times throwing it up for their boy, Robert Mueller. Back to Meadows and Jordan. Now, even if we put aside what should be an automatic mistrust of the motives behind anonymous intelligence officials sharing details about an ongoing investigation, there are two critical problems with the story. First, belief in this narrative at face value requires one to blatantly disregard a series of fundamental questions. And I'm going to skip these. It's a little bit too much detail, but there's really good logic here by Meadows and Jordan. But then I'm going to skip down to the bottom. Perhaps all of these questions have answers that could help bring this Russian collusion drama to a close. But it seems remarkably odd that instead of the FBI answering the critical questions that Congress has repeatedly asked, they instead leak a far-fetched and ill-supported story to the New York Times. If this is the truth, then give us the documentation we've asked for to prove it. Now, folks, Jim Jordan, what a giant Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio is. He has made it very clear with Jeff Sessions sitting there in the witness seat and others. He said, give us the documents. We have subpoenaed these documents for months and months, like 6 months. We've been subpoenaing these documents. Give us the documents. The FBI and the Justice Department are fighting against Jim Jordan and other patriots in Congress. It's the actual Jeff Sessions Justice Department is providing attorneys to prevent the disclosure of documents. They're also fighting against Judicial Watch and Tom Fitton's FOIA requests, Freedom of Information Act requests for documents. That so the here's the FBI leaking a fake story to try to provide cover for Mueller. Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, Ron DeSantis, they smell a rat. They think the documentation, if the FBI can be made to cough it up, will show that the FBI is dirty as can be in the fake Russian dossier. The second problem deals with a recurring, they write, issue that must be addressed immediately. The alarming number of FBI agents and Department of Justice officials sharing information with reporters is in clear violation of the investigative standards that Americans expect and should demand. How would New York Times reporters know any of this information when the FBI and Department of Justice are prohibited from talking about ongoing investigations? How many FBI agents and DOJ officials have illegally discussed aspects of an ongoing investigation with reporters? When will it stop? It's apparent that Comey has never had a problem sharing information with reporters, and he allowed his team to follow the leader in that regard. But it is time for this practice to come to an immediate end. Attorney General, now get this, here's the most amazing paragraph in all of this. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has recused himself from the Russia investigation, but it would appear he has no control at all of the premier law enforcement agency in the world. It is time for Jeff Sessions to start managing in a spirit of transparency to bring all of this improper behavior to light and stop further violations. And here it comes, folks. If Sessions can't address this issue immediately, then we have one final question needing an answer. When is it time for a new attorney general? Sadly, it seems the answer is now. Oh, wow. Smoke coming off of that one right there. Representative Mark Meadows, Republican of North Carolina, sorry, and Representative Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio. And both of these men are members of the House Freedom Caucus, which is the really most patriotic group in the House. So that's one heck of a story tonight. Let me look at the caller board here. I don't see any calls coming in at 800-313-9443, but on these two topics, if you want to join in on the Bannon Trump issue and on the Mark Meadows, Jim Jordan story concerning Jeff Sessions and Russiagate. Now let's go back to Bannon Trump. Wow. Here are some of the headlines. Matt Drudge has a headline. Let's go to his headline. Where is it? Well, it's just paraphrasing it. His headline is Bannon set to go. So Drudge is asking, is Bannon going to be let go by Breitbart? There are several people wondering in print today about that. Bannon today, Thursday, had a conference call, a standard Breitbart conference call among their branches around the world. And apparently it is reported that Bannon said in that conference call, he has no intention of going. So there's Bannon's thought on the matter. But others, including the Mercers, Robert and Rebecca Mercer, who are the biggest funders of Breitbart, today they distanced themselves strongly from Steve Bannon, disassociated themselves basically completely. And others did the same. So this rift between Bannon and Trump is causing people to have to basically pick one or the other. And some people view it that way, and they're picking Trump. So this is leaving Bannon really in a very tough spot. Now, Bannon does have a lot of money himself. He's not a guy who's, going to be out on the streets. He made a lot of millions of dollars in trading stocks. So he's got plenty of resources, but he just is losing right now. He's losing his big backers. And the also this, and this is quite a development. You'll remember that we reported here some months ago that when Steve Bannon left, leaving with him from the White House, that is, was Sebastian Gorka, one of the top Trump advisors. And Sebastian Gorka said on that occasion, he said, Steve Bannon is the second most powerful man in America, obviously after Donald Trump. Well, boy, Sebastian Gorka is, must be having to revise that estimation tonight. And who knows how far down the list of most powerful men in America and women, I guess, Sebastian Gorka or would have to place Steve Bannon after what happened. Now, the most difficult to explain of the leaks, or not the leaks, the text of the Michael Wolff book, Fire and Fury, the text that was released to the New Yorker, to New York Magazine, included this quote from Bannon, and I'm just doing it from memory here, but according to Michael Wolff, and you got to consider that Michael Wolff is a left winger, and he has misquoted people in the past. According to Michael Wolff, Bannon said that Donald Trump Jr.'s participation in a meeting in Trump Tower with Jared Kushner and some Russians could be called treasonous. That adjective, treasonous. How in the world did Steve Bannon, if he said that word in description of Donald Trump's son, how could Steve Bannon, how did his brain generate such a term? I mean, this is truly a crazy statement from Steve Bannon, if he made it to Michael Wolff. Now, the next thing we learned today is that Michael Wolff claims to have lots of tape recordings of these conversations that he had in the White House and across the street, across Lafayette Square, and is it the Hay Adams Hotel where he was staying? But he has lots of recordings. Uh-oh. So if there's a recording in which Steve Bannon uses the term treasonous to describe anything about Donald Trump's son, Donald Jr., oh my goodness, what a lack of judgment. And then some of the callers to the show, some of the listeners called me today, and we speculated, could it be, I don't know whether Steve Bannon is a drinker, I don't know. But callers were saying maybe he was hitting the juice. And maybe Michael Wolff slid into his office, turned on the recorder. And if you've ever been in a conversation with somebody who's drunk, who might also be angry, Michael Wolff may have had a field day with Steve Bannon. And who knows? We've got a caller here on the line. Let's go to John in Missouri right now. John, thanks for calling.
Hi, James. That's what I was thinking. Maybe the guy was drunk.
Yeah, I mean, how can he say this is so? Now, by the way, we're all going to survive this, folks. I don't want to get all people all frustrated and concerned that this we're not going to survive this. Donald Trump. It will come out on top on this, and whether Steve Bannon comes out, you know, in one piece or not, is not critical to the fate of our people or the republic. But it sure is a shame to see, you know, somebody go down hard, especially somebody who has and can in the future contribute a lot to the cause. But, you know, there will be casualties, and Steve Bannon might end up being a casualty, John.
Yeah, it's possible. I never put a whole lot of weight in the guy. I guess I kind of thought Donald could handle pretty much everything himself. I got great patience, man. The real reason I called was more about Jeff Sessions. I was reading on the Internet where he wants to stick the federal prosecutors against the people selling marijuana in those states that it's legal, but he can't do anything about Hillary. And in my eyes, the man needs to go. I'm not advocating the use of marijuana any more than I'm advocating cigarettes or alcohol, but it seems to me that a couple hippies smoking pot is pretty far down the list compared to Hillary.
Way down the list. And it gets worse than that, John. I mean, really, Jeff Sessions is acting like a nut, actually, in his behavior. I hate to say that, but he is really, inexplicable, stupid, goofy things. And that's one of them. Taking his limited political capital and his resources and saying, now I'm going to go after marijuana. I mean, what a diversion from what's right in front of him. You know, the Mueller probe, the missing probe on Hillary Clinton. To go after marijuana, that is so stupid. And it gets worse than that. Donald Trump, of course, never has. Very interesting. I saw an interview with him yesterday where he had said some time ago, the interviewer said, you've never smoked? He said, nope, I've never smoked once. He said, you've never had a drink? He said, nope, never had a drop. And the very interesting, and he's certainly not hitting the juice in the White House. But I'll talk about this, how crazy this is for Sessions to go after this stupid target right after this break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We've got John on the phone in Missouri, and John, here's an update.
Yes,
an update on, well, first of all, I love your point on Jeff Sessions. You're so right about that. And folks, you know, I don't smoke marijuana and so on, but America does. Marijuana in one form, either medical or recreational, is legal in most American states today, including big states like California and Colorado and Washington. And it's passing, you know, every election cycle, another state or more states are added to that list. So the trend is definitely for the legalization of marijuana, both medical and recreational. That's where it's going, folks. That's a freight train that isn't going to be stopped. Jeff Sessions is not going to get in the way of that freight train. Well, here's the problem Sessions is going to create. Talk about add to all the headaches that he's creating for Donald Trump. How many votes will Donald Trump lose in 2020 if his administration is going after marijuana users? Ooh, you don't want to answer that question. Lots.
Well, I think it'd be a large number. Another thing old Jeff Sessions is all for is for confiscating people's property. You know,
yeah.
And I guess in those... If you get arrested for something, I don't know exactly how that works.
You know,
but.
Yeah, you know, what Bernie Sanders showed in his campaign, he was, you know, people, you know, there are certain issues that are very popular. For example, Bernie Sanders was able to get lots and lots of support by promising all the college kids in America that he'd give them a free college education and he'd forgive their all their student loans. Boy, they lit up at that one. he had lots of volunteers lining up for him. It's not a direct analogy to the marijuana issue, but there is a similarity. There are lots of, you know, it's called single issue voters out there. You know, abortion is a good example of single issue voters, people who that's their key issue. And if you're wrong on that issue, they're going to vote against you. Well, there are lots of single issue voters on marijuana, millions of them, in my humble opinion. And if Jeff Sessions is so stupid as to alienate those millions of voters, many of whom voted for Donald Trump, because Donald Trump said in the campaign, in the primary, he said, I think he got it right. He said, this should not be a federal issue. We shouldn't have federal marijuana law. It should be left up to the states. Well, the marijuana users loved that because that meant, you know, their state, California, their state, Colorado, their state, Washington, could follow the path they want them to follow. And in the elections here in North Dakota, there was an issue on the ballot here in 2016 at the same time that Donald Trump was elected. Medical marijuana passed in North Dakota, a very conservative state, which voted 2-1 for Donald Trump. Well, North Dakota also voted 2-1 for medical marijuana. And so those people, those are single issue voters. Jeff Sessions could alienate enough of them to cost Donald Trump the election in 2020, and also plenty of Republican congressmen and senators. So I agree with Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan. Let me go back. Where's the text of this? I'm going to read their words exactly. What they wrote, you don't read writing this strong that often, folks. When is it time for a new attorney general? Sadly, it seems the answer is now. Wow. And I didn't think I'd be saying that. I was defending Jeff Sessions many times on this show. We had some thoughts from co-hosts on this show who maybe had a stronger insight into Jeff Sessions than I did. But Jeff Sessions has been a big fan.
I think yep. Donald suffers from being a little bit too loyal to the fella. That's what I see. I mean, Jeff was the first person to endorse Donald Trump or the first senator, and right. I'm thinking his loyalty is possibly getting in his way at this point.
Well,
that's just my thoughts.
Yeah. Well, they're lighting a fire underneath Jeff Sessions because this is two U.S. very prominent U.S. congressmen. And there are others who are on board with this idea. So that is a huge story. And let's see here. An update on the Michael Wolff book. What's the latest, folks? Donald Trump's attorneys, and the attorney in question, by the way, is the same attorney who defended, there was a libel case by... a wrestler, I think, and this attorney won that case and actually bankrupted the website called Gawker, which had defamed this wrestler. Gawker went out of business. This attorney clobbered them so badly, I think with like some huge $100 million judgment or something, huge. And he's done the same in other cases. He is now representing Donald Trump in a libel case against Henry Holt. They've demanded that the book not be published. I got an important announcement on that right after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both.
The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. I went through life. We're back. John's with us in Missouri. And let's see. What I was talking about just a moment ago, the Michael Wolff book. Donald Trump's attorney in this matter, and I wasn't able to find his name, but it's the same attorney. I just forgot the name. The same attorney who represented Hulk Hogan in his case against Gawker. This attorney cleaned Gawker's clock. He sought $100 million in damages. He was awarded $125 million in damages against Gawker. That ended Gawker. And the matter in question was that Gawker had published a sex tape obtained illegally of Hulk Hogan. And but this same attorney is now representing Donald Trump against Henry Holt, saying the book should not be published. And I'll have more to say on that in just a moment. And also, get this, in his comment, Donald Trump said yesterday, what was it? He said something is imminent. Legal action is imminent against Steve Bannon for libel and slander in what he said, apparently, that's an important word here, we have to find out, to Michael Wolff. So, I mean, this is big stuff, folks. Now, the book was scheduled to be published on January 9th. And I think as a result of this threat of a lawsuit and the demand for a cease and desist order against Henry Cole, they've jumped the publication date to 9 a.m. tomorrow. Isn't that interesting, John?
I guess they want it out.
Yeah, because even
a few copies.
Right. Once the toothpaste is out of the tube, you can't put it back in. So on Amazon, I'll order a Kindle copy myself tomorrow for the 9 a.m. release. So I should have a copy for tomorrow's Friday show. And I'll read the whole thing before the show.
I wanted to say one more thing, and then I'm going to get off. You know, I hear a lot of people that don't like Donald. He did this, he did that. But you got to remember, it wasn't much more than a year ago. We could have had Hillary. And I don't think this country could come back from another dose of a Hillary or an Obama. I think it'll be the difficultest thing we ever did was coming back from it now.
Yeah.
And a lot of us really like our country.
Well, yes, exactly. And, this is the irony if Bannon did these things, the lunacy of what he did. And, Trump in his comments said, Bannon lost his job and now he's lost his mind. That's what Donald Trump said. And really, if he said these things to Michael Wolff, that's a pretty fair assessment. Because just as you were saying, John, Steve Bannon's been going around the country giving speeches, a speech that he calls the Trump Miracle. That's the name of the speech, the Trump Miracle. And he agrees with you. The election of Donald Trump was a miracle. And I pretty much worship the ground he walks on because he's made that much of a difference in the future for my children and for me and for my wife and for all of us patriots. He has changed our future drastically already, and we got 7 more years of this to go. So I can't imagine myself saying something like, well, Donald Trump's son, his meeting was treasonous. And that's why I say and here's the other important thing. Steve Bannon has been asked by people in the last 24 hours for his response, his comment. He made one important statement Wednesday night. He said, I work night and day for Donald Trump. He is a great man. So that was the right thing to say. That was very correct of Steve Bannon's. But more is needed. And Sean Spicer, he was interviewed on the question, and he made a telling point. He said, what's missing is a denial from Steve Bannon that he actually said these things quoted in the book. So Bannon has not said, this is real important, John, he has not said, I was misquoted. So I'm getting the feeling, I hope it's not true, but I'm getting the feeling that this snake, Michael Wolff, got these crazy statements by Steve Bannon on tape, and Bannon knows it, so he can't deny that he said those things. Because if I were Steve Bannon and I had not said that Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting in Trump Tower was treasonous, I'd be screaming from the rooftops, and I'd be filing a defamation lawsuit. And I'd have Michael Wolff, and I'd have that on Michael Wolff's desk immediately. So it's looking like Steve Bannon actually said these things. And I had several listeners to the show, as I said, John, call me today and say, I think the man must have been drinking. And go ahead.
A little bit of alcohol can bring out the worst in you.
Yeah. Well, especially if Michael
Wolff. I think
we've
all been there.
Yeah.
I know I have. I've said the wrong thing with a little bit of a little bit too much.
Yeah.
But
yeah. That might be a smart thing for Steve Bannon to put out as a statement saying it was a Johnny Walker talking.
We don't know what happened, and I don't know who Steve Bannon is, really. I mean, I know what he looks like, but I don't know the man, so I can't really comment. But
Yeah.
I'm really happy with what Donald's done for our country so far, and I hope he keeps it up, because, again, I can't imagine what it'd be like with Hillary up there. I mean, I can't stand a woman's voice, and I don't really like looking at her. And I'm pretty happy with the way it is. Anyway, James, you have a good night, and thanks for letting me talk.
All right. Thank you, John.
See you, buddy.
See you, buddy. Let's see here. What we've got a few more minutes left in our show here. Yeah, we got 20 minutes left. What else can we cover here that's highlighted today? There's a great headline on Breitbart. Oh, now, by the way, Breitbart is really important to all of us. More important than Steve Bannon, I would say. It's a good question, an interesting question, because who will replace Bannon? His leadership role that he had taken in the Patriot cause, who will replace Steve Bannon? I don't know who's a likely candidate, or will there be such a person? But Breitbart is immensely valuable to the Patriot cause. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders addressed that at the press conference yesterday. She was asked, or was it today? She was asked about should Breitbart. One of the reporters asked her, "Should Breitbart let Bannon go?" And she basically said, "Yes." She said, "Well, they ought to look at that," which was a yes. And then she added the comment that Breitbart was very valuable in the campaign. And it sure was, folks, and it sure is. Who can replace Breitbart? What if Breitbart were to go down or go into decline, what would replace Breitbart? I can't think of anything. So we really need a strong Breitbart. So that might mean Steve Bannon has to go. And the board of directors of Breitbart today was meeting. They're talking, we are told. I'm not included in such things. we read that they were talking today about letting Steve Bannon go. So here's some great headlines from Breitbart right now. Of course, all of us across most of the country are experiencing record-breaking cold. So I love what Donald Trump had to say on that in his tweet, where he said, "Bundle up, everybody. Nothing like good old global warming." That was a brilliant tweet. And the guy covering it, brilliant, James Dellingpole, brilliant writer whose beat is global warming, the global warming hoax. And he's doing a brilliant job of covering that. There's a Robert Mercer and Rebecca Mercer statement on Steve Bannon that's posted on Breitbart right now. And this is much to Breitbart's credit. They are covering the undoing of Steve Bannon very well. They immediately put it up on their top of their page, and they haven't they haven't dodged any punches at all. So great integrity on the part of Breitbart. Here's the actual language from Donald Trump's attorneys. "On behalf of our clients, legal notice was issued today to Stephen K. Bannon that his actions of communicating with author Michael Wolff regarding an upcoming book give rise to numerous legal claims, including defamation by libel and slander, and breach of his written confidentiality and non-disparagement agreement with our clients. Legal action is imminent." Ooh. And again, let's see, the name of the attorney is there. Anyway, once again, I failed to find it. Another Breitbart story. Let's find a couple of these here, throw them out there. Donald Trump Jr. has weighed in on this. Now, the comment, I think the thing that set Dad off, I'm guessing, the most, is the use of this adjective treasonous to refer in any way to any action of Donald Trump Jr. I mean, I can understand a dad going ballistic over such a stupid comment. Donald Trump Jr. has weighed in today. He says, here's a Breitbart article, Donald Trump Jr., "Bannon is a, quote, nightmare of backstabbing, leaking, lying, undermining." Using his Twitter account Wednesday, the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., personally responded to reports of comments made by Bannon about the Trump family. And here's one of his tweets. He says, among other things, the president claimed Bannon had been fired. That's Breitbart. That's not Donald Trump Jr. Here's what Donald Trump Jr. tweeted. He tweeted, where is it here? Steve had the honor of working in the White House and serving the country. This is Donald Trump Jr. Unfortunately, he squandered that privilege and turned that opportunity into a nightmare of backstabbing, harassing, leaking, lying, and undermining the president. Steve is not a strategist. He is an opportunist. Ooh, ooh. So this is getting very personal there. And then he retweeted, Donald Jr. retweeted a tweet from a journalist, David Martosko, who said, in case it's not clear to everyone by now, Steve Bannon was the single biggest leaker in the West Wing. So Donald Trump Jr. has weighed in. So I guess what we'll, tomorrow, folks, look forward to this. I'll get my copy of Fire and Fury. I will read it. I'm hoping I'll be able to get the Kindle edition at 9 a.m. It's $15. And then we'll have an awful lot to say about it. I'll read the whole thing, and we'll talk about it tomorrow night in our brief hour together. Also, what I hope we will have heard is something. Please, Steve Bannon, tell us something to explain away the stupidity of some of these comments that Michael Wolff alleges you made. And help us out. So Bannon, and short of that, of course, what Bannon would have to do, of course, if he did say these things, he would have to come out with an incredible, obviously sincere apology of epic proportions in order to sort of, keep the position of leadership that he established for himself and that he may now have blown with these. Another thing that we want to learn, who the heck was the dumbbell who turned Michael Wolff loose inside the White House? He apparently had official approval to be visiting the White House as many as 22 times, roaming around with his tape recorder, embarrassing people, and also leaving the impression with people that they were talking off the record, which is so stupid. A conversation with a left-wing reporter, and you're going to buy it when he says this is off the record? Oh, come on. How naive can you get? But he was wandering around the White House. Who or what person or what people gave him the green light to walk around the White House as an enemy inside your tent? Man, that is super dumb. So we need to find out the name of whoever green lighted that. And he needs to get a dumbbell award. And it looks like Steve Bannon also needs to get a dumbbell award if he did say the things. And tomorrow night, I'll go through the book. I'm assuming that people have come up with, well, what we've read has come from this source. New York Magazine published some excerpts on, was it Wednesday? Published some excerpts. And that's all that people have. So Steve Bannon himself tonight, if you're listening, Steve, we love you for what you did that was great. But please explain this, what happened. What happened? Hillary's title. So we'll look forward to, that. So in the next 24 hours, we should have some elucidation on these matters. But I'm not despairing. I'll sleep like a baby tonight because I agree with John in Missouri. The man we elected Donald Trump is a genius. He is a very great man. He's a very profound thinker, and he's very much, as John said, he's a real American. He's a real patriot. Let's see, of course, the stock market jumped over 25,000. That was good timing on that. And personal cell phones have been banned in the White House. That's a Breitbart story. Stop these these recordings. We've got our last break. We might be able to squeeze in a call if you call right now. I'll come back with some more news summary in our last segment coming up. Stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change. And let's rebuild America first.
We're back, folks. And here's the last news story that I'll cover in tonight's show. Let's hope that this one has gotten President Trump's attention. It's a story out of Israel. And the government of Israel, this is a hot story tonight, the government of Israel, it has announced we're going to get rid of the Africans Well, I don't use my words. I'll use Benjamin Netanyahu's. He says, quote, "We have expelled about 20,000 of the 60,000 Africans who got into our country, and now the mission is to get the rest out." Okay, thanks. Now, how does this pertain to Donald Trump? Donald Trump right now is probably, we know he's wrestling with the DACA question and whether or not he should make some kind of a deal. Get the wall fully paid for, blah, blah, a whole list of things, and then give something to the left-wing Democrats, like some kind of a path to citizenship for some number of DACA people. Well, I hope Donald Trump's listening to Benjamin Netanyahu. His solution is, if you have illegal people in your country, you get them out. Now, they're offering $3,500 and a free airplane ticket to each of these people. But the Israeli government has announced to all of these Africans, if you don't take our airplane ticket and our $3,500, your next option is jail. And of course, they'd be physically removed from the country, too, I'm sure. So, Donald Trump has expressed great admiration for the Israeli wall. By the way, these 60,000 Africans got in before the wall was built. And the absence of the wall was what enabled them to get in. Donald Trump has expressed great admiration for the Israeli wall. So I'm hoping he's also going to feel admiration for Netanyahu's policy. If you're an invader into our country, you're going to leave. Simple as that. That's the right approach. Let's take a last call. Doug in Blue Island, Illinois. Doug, are you there?
Yeah, Jamie.
Thanks, Doug.
I'd like you to check out a YouTube channel, Sticks and Hammers 666. This is very interesting. He's on for about 15 minutes on this YouTube. It's called Bannon Attacks Kushner and Don Jr., and Dumb People Think It Implicates Trump Himself. Like I said, it's 11 minutes and 14 seconds, and it's very insightful. It's on YouTube under that title.
Okay. All right. And, I hope you're listening to the show tomorrow night, Doug, because I'm going to read the book. And so I'll have, the whole thing, and we'll see what Bannon actually said. I mean, this is pretty mind-boggling. This is pretty mind-boggling, isn't it?
Yeah, but the way Sticks over here speaks about it, it kind of makes sense to me. People
okay.
have blown a lot of this out of proportion of things. So we'll see.
Okay. All right.
We'll see how
thank you very much.
Okay,
thank you, Doug. See you tomorrow night. Thanks. And see all Thanks. The rest of you tomorrow night here on the Trump Phenomenon. See you then.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.